Okay, this sugya is a two-word sugya. But the two-word sugya, you kind of get a sense of, like, in two words, like, you get a lot of shas opening up for you. Like, it's just fascinating how two words can get you to a lot of different places. Aiki, do me a favor, open the window a little bit. Thank you very much. Perfect. Okay, so the two words are b'chaloshen. So our Mishnah seems to say crystal clear that if you write on Shabbos, b'chaloshen, in any language, which I would interpret pashup shat means English, French, Russian, Ethiopian, whatever, you're going to be chayiv. And indeed, that's what Rashi says. Rashi explains what b'chaloshen means, shel kol ksavim v'gufan shel kol uma v'uma. In any character of any nation, you're going to be chayiv. Doesn't have to be Lashon HaKodesh whatsoever. And that's the simple pshat, and that is the overwhelming pshat that is accepted by the preponderance of Rishonim. You look at the Meiri, you look at the Rambam, you look at the Riff, you look at the Rosh, they all say as Rashi said. Okay, and I could have just, you know, ended it. That's it. We did Becha Lashon. But as you probe a little bit further, I asked you to take a look at a Gemara in Maseches Gittin, Daf Ches Amud Beis, and this Gemara starts to open up our worlds a little bit in a very fascinating way. So the Gemara tells us, it's nothing to do with Maseches Gittin per se, but the Gemara tells us that the following dictum, you know what dictum means? Do you know what dictum means?
In law,
do you know what dictum means?
Oh my God, it's like saying over, right? Something like, it's like a law or something?
Okay, doesn't matter. Some people know what, dictum means it's a part of a legal opinion. That is not the law part. I mean, something that's a little ancillary to the core topic. So there's a comment in Gittin. Gittin's about Gittin. There's a comment over here. Hakone sada b'Suria kekone b'parvare Yerushalayim. If you buy a field in Suria, it's as if you bought a field in the suburbs of Jerusalem. So the Gemara says, that's nice, but what are you talking about? Like, what's the meaning of this? Lamai Hilchasa. Mr. Duman? Do you need a notebook, a pen?
I've got my notebook, but I don't have a pen, but I don't want to disturb it.
So the Gemara tells us that, Lamai Hilchasa. So what's the halacha? What's the halachic significance that you are kekone beparvare Yerushalayim? I'm Rav Sheshes Lomar. The significance is shekosin alav ono afilo b'Shabbos, that you're allowed to write a star mechira on Shabbos to buy this land. Wow. That's a tremendous chiddush. Such a chiddush that the Gemara says, impossible, that's preposterous. How can you go ahead and write on Shabbos to go ahead and buy land in Eretz Yisrael? Writing on Shabbos is d'oraisa. The Gemara says, b'Shabbos al kedaitok? No. K'dama rava omer la'avod la'ovid kocham ba'osa, achanami omer la'ovid kocham ba'osa. No, what the Gemara is telling you is that even though Syria is northern Israel, it's perhaps not part of Eretz Yisrael proper. No, it's part of Eretz Yisrael proper, just like Yerushalayim is, and therefore you can go ahead and ask a guy to go ahead and write a shtar mechira for you to go ahead and buy land in Eretz Yisrael, because the importance of Eretz Yisrael, this is also part of Eretz Yisrael. Aye, how can you do that? Even though Amir La'akam is a what, there's an Isser. Rabbanan, you're not allowed to ask Goyim to do malacha for you either, says the Gemara. Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael lo gozer Rabban. Because of the chashivas of mitzvahs Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, the Chacham were not gozer Amira la'akum. Stop here, and I just want you to extract, mine the nugget of the Gemara Maseches Gittin Daf Ches. What is the Gemara telling us Gittin Daf Ches? Yes?
No.
You flinched.
I did flinch.
Go ahead.
That what? You're allowed to ask if it's about settling Eretz Yisrael.
Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is a chashuv mitzvah.
Even though it should be
right. Amir la'akum is what? Is an iser derabanan. So the importance of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, iser derabanan, Amir la'akum, gets waived in the presence of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Good? Okay. So what's it a statement about? What's it fundamentally a statement about? It's a statement about mitzvahs Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, on the one hand, and a statement about the Isser Amir La'akum on the other hand. Got it? Okay. Now comes Rabbeinu Yoel. We're going to look at the Sefer Or Zaruah, and the Sefer Or Zaruah makes a statement in Maseches Shabbos, which has a residual impact on Maseches Gittin, which opens up a whole new world. So says the Or Zohar, take a look. He quotes our Gemara. This is on our Gemara. It's in Hilchos Shabbos, HaKosesh Teosios. Quotes our Mishnah, which includes Bechol Lashon Chai. If you write in any language, you are Chai. Perish Rashi, what does any language mean? Kol Ksav V'Gufo Shel Kol Uma V'Uma. Any language, English, French, Amharit, doesn't make a difference. You are Chai. Do you know what Amharit is? No, Amharit is the language that Ethiopians use. That's called Amharit. But any language, you are Chayv. V'harabenu Yoel Bar Yitzchak HaLevi Mibon, Piresh. He has a different shot. He writes, Sheksav Komrin, Oshar Ksavim, Levad Me'asuris V'Yavanis, Imbasi Yisrael B'Shabes Potem Minato. What does he say? No. When it says B'chol Lashon, it doesn't mean English or French or Ethiopian. It only means two particular languages. Which two particular languages are we talking about? Lashon Asuris, Lashon HaKodesh, and Yevanis, and Greek. Everything else is only Nisad Rabbanim. De'ino ksiva ve'ino chashuva malacha. De'garsina b'Yushalmi. And he quotes the Yushalmi, because the Yushalmi says, whenever the Gemara writes B'chol Lashon, what does B'chol Lashon mean? Aleph, Alpha. Bet, Beta. Gimel, Gamla. Dalit, Delta. What is this referring to? It's referring to the Asuris and Yavanis. You ever heard the term alphabet? Alphabet is Aleph, Bet, or Alpha, Beta. The languages, the core languages, everything comes out of Asuris and Yavanis. And therefore, when he interprets B'chol Lashon, it means only two languages. Stop there for a second. First of all, what's so special about Asuris and Yavanis, apparently? What's the lumdus of Rabbeinu Yoel? What's Rabbeinu Yoel say? Binyamin.
They're objective languages.
Very good. What makes them objective languages?
Lashon
HaKodesh. Who created Lashon HaKodesh? Hashem. And somehow, based on a pasuk in Parshas Noach, Yaft Elokim li Yafet, v'yishkom be'elo ba'o'alei shem, is that the language of Yafet, the language of Greece, which also is an ancient language, that has certain kedusha. And that also will be Shechem, will dwell in the house of Shem. And therefore, the Gemara tells us in Maseches Megillah, for those who are learning Maseches Megillah, there are two languages that you can be Yotze, the Gemara says by B'chol Lashon, you can be Yotze Megillah with, and Rabbi Gamliel says one of those languages is Greek. Greek has some kind of special status. Every other language, the language I'm speaking to in now, what makes it a language?
Some random dude
came up with it. Or I will call it, you and I, our society, our community, has made a convention that when I say the word black, it creates in you a certain image, a certain, like, you have a certain understanding of what I mean. We've created that language based on certain conventions. Asuris and Yavanis are somehow divine, scriptural, more chashuv languages. So comes along the Rabbeinu Yoel with a stunning chiddush, and that is, B'chol Lashon means two languages. It's a great chiddush. But if that chiddush is true, then what does that mean? Give me the takeaway from the Gemara Maseches Gittin. What then is the takeaway from Gittin?
The double derabanan for a mitzvah would be
mutar. So that when these goyim were writing the contract, l'chora, what language were they writing in? No, they were writing in l'chora Arabic. They're writing in Syrian. They're writing whatever their local nomenclature was. And if that's what they're writing in, so that ksav is what kind of ksav on Shabbos? It's only a ksav that, worst case, is going to be aser midrabana. And now who's doing the writing? The Nachri's doing the writing. So it's Amir la'akum, which is drabanan, and the ksav is only drabanan. And now it's makom mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael, a double drabanan is mutter. But what about a single drabanan? What would you say to that? That l'chor, we have no evidence to that. So that's what he says over here, finishing up the piece. V'hainu da'amar kosnav ono, Afilu b'Shabbos, lachen amar la'akum va'oser b'gufo shelahem. So the Akum is writing in what? In Arabic. She'im bo'al ha'shus d'rabbanan, d'gaz ha'gufo shelahem ad ha'gufo didan, she'oser, aval b'gufo shelanu. But let's say the guy was writing it in Lashon Ashuris, then what would be the din? In Masechus Gid. It would be oser. It would be oser, zeo shvus she'es b'maisa, doraisa, and therefore, we have two, in light of how we interpret two words in Masechus Shabbos, now is going to have impact on how we understand Gemara Masechus Gittin. Is B'chaloshon any language, in which case Gemara Masechus Gittin is telling us what? In Isser of Amir La'akum, where the underlying Yisra's Doraisa is Mutter B'makom Yishev Eretz Yisrael, that is what I will call the view of the dominant position of Rishonim, and then this Rabbeinu Yoel is going to tell you, no, it's only going to be Mutter when? Amir La'akum, and an Isser D'Rabbanon B'makom Yishev Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Is there any other Gemara in Shas that talks about an Akum helping us perhaps when we're stuck and we want to do a mitzvah? Any other Gemara in Shas that addresses this topic? Erevin. How do you know? Erevin Dav Samach Zayin Amud Beis. So the Gemara in Erevin writes as follows, and again, how you read these Gemaras is going to be critically important with significant impact, Gavi Silver, Halach Lamais. Says the Torah HaKadosh. Hahu Yanuka. There's a whole interesting span of literature in Halach and Erevin talking about little babies, need a bris milah, and water spills. Water spills. What's the relevance of water for a baby? Because in order to do a bris milah, you have to wash the baby beforehand, and then you have to wash the baby afterwards, otherwise it can be very, very, very dangerous for the child. So Hahu Yanuka de Ishtapech Chamimei. His water spilt on Shabbos. So now we're stuck. We have no hot water for the child. So Amalahu Rabba. Rabba says, no problem. Nesule chamime mi go bise. Go to my house. I have hot water there. Bring the hot water from my house into the chatzer where we're doing the mila. Amalahu Abba, halo arvino. We didn't make an Erev Chatzeros. If we didn't make an Erev Chatzeros, can you go and bring up water from the house to the chatzer?
No.
What kind of isra is that? House to chatzer. House to chatzer. House to chatzer is an isra rabba. Why? Because it's only a chatz. It's not a rishon harab. It's a chatz. So that is an isra drabban. Amalei abai v'al arvinon. Amalei nismoch ashituf. We didn't make an erev chatz. We made a shituf. Well, that's not important. What that is? Amalei abai. Abai says no. Halo shatfinon. We did not even make a. We didn't make a shituf either. We didn't do nothing. So the Gemara says, okay, I'm not going to bring it. You're not going to bring it because we're Jewish. Nimru leila nachri leisile. So get a guy, and the guy is going to go ahead and bring it for us. Sound good? Let the guy do it. So now, one second. So Amar Lei, so Abai's all queasy. Abai gets all queasy. Shouldn't we ask a Shaila? So he sends a Shaila to Rav Yosef, the Rebbe. And what does Rav Yosef say back? Don't ask questions. First do, then ask questions. Should first ask questions later. In other words, do it. Because when do we ask questions first? When the underlying yisr is a potential isr doraisa. Then we ask questions. But when this is a worst case scenario, if we mess up, what kind of isr is it? Dirabanam, go do it, and we'll learn the sugya later. That's what Rav Yosef responds. So Rav Yosef says, okay, so they did the mila. Now, after the fact, they want to know, okay, what's the deal? Did we do good or did we do no good? So Rav Yosef says to Abai, what was your problem? Well, what's the problem? It should be okay. So Rabbi says as follows, ma haza'a shvus. You guys are learning Pesachim these days? Daf Yomi people? Can you bring a carbon Pesach if you're Tamei Meis? No. So let's say it's Shabbos, you want to bring a carbon Pesach, can you do the sprinkling of the Para Aduma on Shabbos, Issur Rabbanan, to enable you to do a carbon Pesach? So the Gemara says you can't. Why? Because Hazah, sprinkling of the Para Aduma waters, is an Issur Dera. Rabbanan, we don't want to go ahead and what? We can't lift an Issur Rabbanan, even if it's a mitzvah of Karban Pesach. Mazos shuz eno doche es haShabbos, af amir l'nochri shvus, ve'eno doche es haShabbos. So Abai says, how can we go ahead and how can we bring the water to do a bris milah? What's the connection? Does anyone know the connection between bris milah and Korban Pesach? There's a connection between bris milah and Korban Pesach. They're the only two. Who said it? Rav Gatner. The only two mitzvahs I say that your failure to do them is an Isser Kares. So when it comes to Hazah, sprinkling Paraduma to prevent an Isser Kares, do we do it? We do not. So when it comes to carrying, having a guy carry, we also should not do it. That's also an Isser Shavuos. Abai says, I don't understand what you're doing. So listen to Rav Yosef's answer. Amale, v'lo shani lach, do you not distinguish between a shvus de is be maisa le shvus de lash be maisa? Maybe you should distinguish between shvus that has an action versus a shvus that has no action. Rabbo said, what action are you doing when you ask a guy to do something for you? Nothing. What's your action, so to speak? It's amira. But who's doing the deed? He's doing the deed. That makes Amir La'akub a very low-level Isser Durabon. It's a low-level Isser Durabon. Why? Because you're not doing anything. Hazah, sprinkling the waters of Paraduma on this fellow, that is a classic Isser Durabon, the Isbe Maisa. Who can compare? Good, Hazah might be Usser to do a Korban Pesach, but Amir La'akub to Bris Mila, which is the less Be Maisa, is going to be more lenient. That's Rav Yossi's response. And then look at the last four words. And the last four words, the Hamar, lo Hamar le Nochri, Zil, Achim. What did we not tell the Nochri to do? Did we tell the Nochri to heat up water? If we told the Nochri to heat up water, then what would the Nochri be doing? He would be doing an Isser, that is the underlying Isser, Doraisa. And Amir La'akum on an underlying Isser Doraisa. That's not what we asked. We asked the Nachri to do what? To bring water from the house. So if I were to extract, what is the principle that's coming out of Pashut Pshat, Gemara Yuma, Gemara Erevin, regarding Bris Mila? Is that what do you have? Amir La'akum is one shvus. What's your second shvus? Carrying from a house to a chatzar is a drabanan. And now it's b'makom mitzvahs, mila. Amir la'akum, underlying this is drabanan, b'makom mila is mutter. Question, is that consistent or inconsistent with the Gemara Maseches Eruv? If you don't answer, simply think it through and then answer. Is this consistent or inconsistent with the Gemara Maseches Erevin? Shmuel?
I think the Orza Ruah would say so.
Would say what?
Would say that it's consistent.
Correct. According to the Orza Ruah, we have now two Gemaras in Shas that say, Amir La'akum, where the underlying Isser is what kind of Isser? Dirabanan is Mutter B'makom, some kind of mitzvah, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael and Mila. According to Rov Rishonim, what is the Gemara Maseches Gittin saying? It's saying only Amila Akum, where the underlying is Doraisa, is Motor Bakum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, and that would be not 100% consistent with the Gemara Maseches Erevin, which is talking about a Amila Akum and a Drabanan, the Makom Mitzvah's Mila. It's different. Okay. So I want to look at the Rishonim, and there are going to be three approaches in the Rishonim to make Seder over here, to try and make this consistent. And that, again, it's all flowing in those two words, B'chaloshon and the Shita Rabbeinu Yoel. I want to look at three Shitas in Rishonim. We're going to look at the Ran, who quotes the Bahag. So this Bahag is number one. Rambam Rif is number two. And Ramban is number three. Okay? So I need you to open up your Rans. I'm going to take a look at the Ran inside and then do a very, very famous Ramban. Very famous Ramban. The Ran is going to help us with the Bahag and the Rif Rambam. And then we're going to take a look at the view of who? Rav Gatner, can we open the window a little more? Thank you. Okay. Yitz Warren, doing all right? Binyamin Kuntzer, Yitz Kekovich? Gevaldik. Okay. So we're in the run. Yes, 2 minutes.
That's a quick question. Well, I was learning in Rapunzel, we learned that if they left the knife for Bris Mila, then you can actually bring it. Is this not the same case with the hot water and sharpness?
It's very, very similar. And we'll, the Rishon will touch upon it a little bit. Yeah. Okay. So take a look at the run. The run is found at Nun Heim and Beis in the Dape Harif, the last line. We're going to see the run inside. So the run quotes the Baal Halachos Gedolos. And he says as follows, Das Baal Halachos Gedolos. Shematirin Amira Lenachri Afilu B'davar Sheyesh Bo Melacha Gemura. Gabe, okay? So the Bahad Paskins, like what I will call Rov Rishonim in Maseches Gittin. One Derabanan, Amir La Akram, the underlying Isser is an Isser Doraisa, is Mutter B'makom Mila. So he says, Afil B'dav Sheish B'malacha Gemura, Gabi Matshir Mila, Fli Yishum Farish, because he's explaining our Gemara in Erevin, that Gabi Ahudi Anuka, Dishtape Chamime Darmina, Velo Shani Lok Ben Shusti, Isbe Maisa Shusti Les, Be Maisa, Dekol Shvus, Shenaz Haide Yisrael, Kegon Hazah, Karina Be Shvusti, Isbe Maisa, Ulaficha, Afal Pisha Ein Bohem Elamishum Shvus, Hemidu Dibrein B'malkum Karis, Aval Amir La Nachri, Afilu b'melacha gemura, Karina on Shvus de Lesbe Maisa, Kevin de la Ovid Yisrael Maisa Klau, Ulafi Ze. Oh, so Rabbosai, again, what the Bahag is saying is, Amira la Akum is always mutter b'makom mitzvah. Amira la Akum b'makom mitzvah is mutter. Why is Hazah Aser in the case of a Karban Pesach? Because who's doing that? The Yisrael is doing that. But if the Akum is doing it, that's a Shvus Beles Be'maisa, and it's always Mutter. What did the Gemara say at the end of that piece? The Gemara Maseches Erevin says at the end, Rav Yosef says, there's a difference between Hazah and Amir La'akum. After all, did we ask the guy to heat up water? So what does the Bahag do with that? Lo garsina hasam da ha'mar lo amale zil achim. He was not gores that last sentence of, we didn't ask the guy to heat up the water. Erase that from your Gemaras. That's not part of the gears of the Bahag. And what the Bahag is saying is, amira la'akum b'makom mitzvah is permissible. That's a big cooler. It's a big cooler. So the lights are off in your house, in your dining room, and you want to sit down to your Shabbos meal, and you can't enjoy your Shabbos meal because it's dark. Can you go to the neighbor, ask the neighbor to come over, hey neighbor, can you please turn on the lights in my house? I can't have my meal properly. Is it mutter? Is it also according to the Bahag? 100% mutter. Why? Because Amir La'akum is a Shvus to Lesbe Maisa, and am I engaged in mitzvah right now?
Yeah.
I'm engaged in mitzvah right now. Which mitzvah? Onik Shabbos. Onik Shabbos. 100% mutter according to Bahag. One second. Is that consistent with Gittin? It's consistent with Gittin. Is it consistent with Erevin?
Yeah.
Only if you what? You erase those words. And now. V'nimtza paskon shel dvarim. Shita zu, shematir l'nachri afil b'malacha gemura. L'gabi matshir mila, v'imbanul ashro, shar mitzvah, matshir mila. And if you want to compare all mitzvahs to what? To mila, which is reasonable. K'derech tizros on Arambam, v'shita zu, k'mash mitzvah b'samuch. Apechol mitzvah, natir mila l'nachri afil b'malacha gemura. V'nire shizeu das ba'al ha'itur. This is the famous view of the Bala Itur, Shehiter Lomar Lenachri Lahadlik Lo Saner Lusuda Shabbos. And the Bala Itur Paskin just this, that if the lights are off in your house, and you want light for Shabbos, for Onik Shabbos, to have your Suda, you can ask a guy, no hinting, no nothing, just ask him direct, 100% mutter. That's Erevin without that girsa of Achim, and that is shot of Rov Rishonim in Gittin, because of the simple reading of B'chalash. Yeah.
So
So he says even if the underlying yisur is a doraisa, then you can still do kashas?
That's correct.
So then isn't that inconsistent with Erevin and Gittin? Because Erevin and Gittin say you need a double derabana?
So Gittin does not say that. Gittin only says that according to Rabbeinu Yoel. According to Rabbeinu Yoel, it says b'chol lashon means only Ashuris and Yavanis. But b'chol lashon of English and French, etc., is drabanan. Then that's inconsistent with Gittin. But Rov Rishon would say b'chol lashon means you're chavin a doraisa level for any language, which means they asked the guy, he did any language. It's an iser doraisa. I'm real akon.
So it only doesn't work with the way that Rabbeinu Yoel
learns it. Rabbeinu Yoel is right, correct.
So. Okay, but what about
Erevin, he's not Gores. No, the way Erevin reads is Hazah is Aser. So why is Amir La'akum Mutter? Rav Yosef says, no, you can't compare a Shvus, the Esbe Maisa, to a Shvus, the Lesbe Maisa. Amir La'akum Lesbe Maisa, Hazah Isbe Maisa, and therefore it's allowed, period. Our Gerus the Gemara says further than that. Our Gerus says, what, did we ask the guy to what? To heat up water? We only ask the guy to do what? To transport it from a Rishus to Rabban. So according to our Girsa, you're right, there's an inconsistency. But if you're not Gosi, you put the period right there, then it could be consistent with that as well. And that's the Bahak Shita, that's the Shita of the Sefer HaYitro. Okay, finishes up the run. Aval, Das HaRif. He quotes the Rif. Eino King. Shehu Savar. The lo shari amira lenachri b'machshirei mila ela b'davar shafil ha'de Yisrael eino ela mishum shvus. When did we allow amir la'achm in the case of mila? Only if what? Only if the underlying iser was an iser dira but unlike what? Like carrying from a chad bias to a chatzir. K'mosha kosevil chos v'chein das haramba. And this is the Rambam that he hit your shvus, the shvus. I don't mean enough. Maybe that should be some shvus. Kemachshire lula v'shofar. And then he quotes the Rambam, which I don't want to do right now. I want to show you the Rambam inside. Okay. So according to what is the Rambam going to tell you? What's the Rambam going to tell you? The Rambam and the Rif is going to tell you. No, you need how many drabanans over here? You need Amir Lanachri, which is one drabanan, and the underlying iser is what kind of iser? Is a drabanan, and now you also need b'makom mitzvah. What's he going to do with Gittin? Gittin makes sense if you go with who? Rabbeinu Yoel. But if you go with Rov Rishonim, then Gittin is going to be a? Is going to be a problem. Is going to be a problem. Okay? So that's the lay of the land. Let me just ask you a question. What would you say? I it's Rosh Hashanah. This is actually a halacha brought down, la halacha. It's Rosh Hashanah. And my shofar is up in a tree. It's up in a tree. You allowed to climb a tree on Shabbos or Yontif?
No.
It's a drabana. Can I climb the tree to get the shofar?
No.
Kuli amalo pli, I can't. Why? Because that's a shvus deh isbei maisa. Can I have a guy, can I ask a guy, mefurish, no hinting, do me a favor, climb the tree and get the shofar. So according to the Rambam, and certainly according to the other Rishonim, according to the Besai Sefer Ito, that's going to be mutter. Why? Because shvus, climbing tree, b'makom, mitzvah is mutter. Yafeh. What about, can, according to the Rambam, can I ask a guy to turn on my lights so I can have Onik Shabbos? According to the Rambam, can I ask a guy to turn on lights so I can have Onik Shabbos? Let's assume turning on the lights is a doraisa.
No.
That I can't. Okay, good. Now, last Mar Mokma I want to go just share is the Ramban. The Ramban is on your sheets, is source number 7. Now, honestly, this Ramban is one of the most famous Rambans in Masechet Shabbos, and what he says really does make a lot of sense. But it's against some of our, you know, what we like to do in Shir. It's a very emistic Ramban, but it's not a lumdish Ramban, as you'll see in a second. Says the Ramban, V'yesh mishivin al dvarav, mimay d'arminon halokeach ir be'eretz Yisrael, if you want to buy land in Eretz Yisrael, kosel av'onoa afil b'shabbos, v'avagav d'amir la'akam shvus, hacha, Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael Lo Gaza BeRabbanan. So it sounds like from the Gemara in Maseches Gittin, how many drabbanans are we talking about? According to Rov Rishonim,
one
drabbanan of Amila Akum, and it's mutter to do what? To buy land. This goes against Lichora, the Rambam Shita and the Riv Shita, who require how many drabbanans? A double drabbanan. So how does he solve that problem? His Alma, Amira Lagoy, Afilu Lasos Malacha Gemura, B'makom Mitzah Lo Gazber Rabbanan. Ula Didan, he says Lo Kasha. You might think that's difficult because you need double drabbanan. Don't get so worked up. Why? Because listen carefully. Who was the biggest lover of Eretz Yisrael of all time?
The Ramban.
The Ramban. Ramban was known as the biggest lover of Eretz Yisrael. Who is the one who says there's a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? The Ramban. Who is the one who says that the Avos kept Kol HaTorah Kula? So how could Yaakov marry two wives? Because when he married them, he was outside of Eretz Yisrael. When is it? Who says that mitzvahs in Chutz La'aretz are essentially just what? Practice, chinuch, for when you get to Eretz Yisrael? There's a famous thesis of the Ramban. So you know what the Ramban does with Gittin? Can you extrapolate from Gittin to Shar Mitzvahs? Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is not just a mitzvah. Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is the mitzvah. And therefore, when it comes to Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, Amir La'akum, even underlying Yisr is what kind of Yisr? Doraisa is mutter. The Hasam, mitzvah v'to'eles, l'kol Yisrael. Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah that is, what happens when the Jews leave Gaza? What happens when the Jews leave Gaza? Yeah, Gaza. It's not bad only for the Jews of Gaza that they're now homeless. It's bad for the Jews of Sderot and the Jews of Ashkelon and the Jews of Ashdod. They get missiled also. They get missiled now also. In other words, says the Ramban, that the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is it's a mitzvah of national importance. And as a result, v'toaz chol Yisrael shelo techarev Eretz HaKadosh. The ul, in other words, this heter of writing a what? A star mechira on Shabbos is not something you can universalize to other mitzvahs. It's because of the uniqueness of mitzvahs Yerza. And then he says further, the ul, she'ein anu shoklin mitzvah zu bazu. You can't compare. Not every mitzvah is created equal. Ve'ein anu yadu matan schara shal mitzvah. K'dei shenomer, k'mo shetiru zu, not rav zu. That's because it's mutter over here. The mitzvah is mutter over there. No, we don't do that. Can you bury a mace on the second day of Yontif? Second day of Yontif? A Jew? A Jew can bury a mace on the second day of Yontif. Aye, that's clearly usher. The answer is, yeah, mace, that's a chash of mitzvah, and we're not going to let the mace sit, even if it's even in the face of, and second day of Yontif, only drabana. V'lo matzinu lo heter la mila, af, and then he says, so can you go ahead and ask a guy to heat up water for mitzvah mila? The answer is no. Why? It's not the same level. Now, is mila chashev?
Yeah.
Mila's chashev. Afal bishem mitzvah say shabbat yotem mifresh batov v'niksu alel gimel brisos. There's 13 brisos and it's a mitzvah mifurash. V'chemetim mitzvah mekom shalom makom sev l'gaz rabbanon, etc. Certain times you have leniency, certain times not. But I say you can't compare all mitzvahs. V'chein ani omer she'ein ma'atir amir lo goy, afilu davashu mishum shvus, ela gabe mila. L'fish and nitzvah, obviously dochas etzla, abel shah mitzvahs, ein doch and shvus klal. Afilu de goy she'ein lo heta b'shvus, de shvus yotem yishvus, de malacha chut mizu. What he says the Ramban, is a third sheet. Is mila, is Yishuv Eretz a unique case where you can even violate amir lo akum with the underlying mitzvahs d'oraisa? Yes. Mila is also unique. Why is mila unique? Because Mila is unique because Nikrisu Shloshes Rei Brisos, and are we Docha Shabbos B'makom Mila in general?
Yeah.
And the eighth day we'll do a Mila B'Shabbos. So here, when you lost the water and you can get a goy, Shvus to Shvus, and Mila's already nitan lidochos, so we'll have leniencies on Mila as well. On a double drumba. But does that mean we extrapolate to the shofar case? Climbing a tree to get a shofar? The answer is no. The answer is no. So what emerges is lahalach. And again, I'm starting with two words, b'chalash, because that got us to Gittin. Gittin got us to Erevin. Erevin got us to this major sugi of shvus to shvus b'makom mitzvah. Halacha l'maisa. Halacha l'maisa. 3 points. Number one, 3 shitas. What's the din? The din is as follows. I'm going to give you the halacha, bottom line. We paskin like the Rambam and the Rif. When is shvus to shvus b'makom mitzvah allowed? We paskin it is allowed as a universal concept. It's a universal concept. We assume Amir la'akum, where the underlying is durabanan, and there is either mitzvah, chola, or tzorech harbe, mutter. Mutter. Okay? Shvus, this shvus, the makom mitzvah, you look it up. Simin shin zayin halachehe. You gotta know how to apply it, but that's the case. Shvus, this shvus, the makom mitzvah. That's number one. Says the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch, that if there is a tzorech harabim, a big tzorech, that involves mitzvah, we can rely on the Sefer Ha'itur and the Bahag. So you're in Shul. Shabbos Mincha, you walk into Shul, and the lights are out. And you have 25, 50, 60 people coming from Mincha, there's no light on. And there's a superintendent in the Shul, the janitor. Can you go to the janitor and say, black on white, Mr. Superintendent, can you please turn on the lights for us? The answer is yes. The answer is yes. Why? Because when it comes to a tzorech harabim, who do we rely on? We're going to rely on the Bahag and the Sefer Ha'itur. Yafeh. Yafeh. Now, you want to buy land in Eretz Yisrael. So this is there's an enormous, I just want to read you one halach in Shulchan Aruch. Simin Shin Vav. Halacha Yud Aleph. Listen to this psak, and I want you to desensitize you how to read a Ramah. And tell me what you think the Ramah is saying. Because you could really mess this up and give yourselves like an enormous mistake. Watch this. The Mechaber says, Mutter liknos bayis be'eretz Yisrael. You're allowed to buy a house in Eretz Yisrael. Min ha'eno Yehudi. From a Gentile. Bis Shabbos. V'chosem, you can have it signed, umala be'erkos, and have the deed registered in the Gentile courthouse. Okay, that's okay. Then the Ramah writes, which courthouse? Be'erkos, shelahem, it must be in the Gentile courthouse. Biksav, shelahem. But the document has to be written only what? Biksav shelahem. What is in their language? And then the Ramah writes, "De'eno aser rak midrabanan u'mishum yishuv eretz Yisrael lo gazru." What did the Ramah just say? What did the Ramah just say? What did he just say? What did he just say? He's paskening like Rabbeinu Yoel the Or Zarua, that when you write in English, what kind of Isser is that? Isser Jabana. Rov Rishonim, Paskin, Kalashin is Nisr Dorais. What did the Ramah just do? He says, when you buy land in Eretz Yisrael, make sure, yeah, have the guy write it up, but make sure the guy writes it up how? Biksav shelahem, de'ino aser rak midraban. If I just read the Ramah correctly, Ramah is paskening a ridiculous coup. that writing b'ksav shelahem on Shabbos is only nisadrabanan. So you're a doctor, and you need to have charts. Yeah, I mean, for sure we're going to be lenient. For sure, lenient. Fill it out in English, you're good to go. Is that true? Is the Rama willing to reject Rov Rishonim? Rov Minyinu Binyinu Rishonim. The simple reading of our Mishnah. So the Bir Halacha spills a lot of ink on this topic. Like 3 pages of ink on this topic. He can't believe it. He can't believe that the Rama would say this. So he says the Rama can't be saying it. Can't. Doesn't make any sense. So what does he do to the Rama? He says, all the Rama meant over here was, yes, you can have the guy do it, but make sure the guy does what? Make sure the guy doesn't write in Ksav Ashuris. Meaning, he's trying to come up with another, yeah, we'll rely on the Or Zarua over here as an extra sniff lahakel, as an extra kula. Don't write it in Hebrew. Because if you write in Hebrew, how many drop buttons do you have now? You only have one. So like, write it in English, in Arabic, relying on the Or Zarua as an extra sniff lahakel. It's the same, but the way you read the Ramah is, oh yeah, he's passing straight like Yor Zarua. And the way the Bir Halacha wants to reread the Ramah is no. What he's doing is he's saying, really, even one Drabban of Bangmish Ritzal is allowed, but let's find the second Drabban based on Yor Zarua to be Machmir, as a Chumrah Yaseo. Last point. I found a Gvalde Ganod Yehuda, who has a Nupshat. Nupshat in Bechalash. A Nupshat in Bechalash. I'm not going to do it inside, but an amazing, amazing Nod Yehuda. What does a Nod Yehuda say? Watch this. You ever learn Shuvas of the of Rav Moshe Feinstein? So Rav Moshe Feinstein writes Shuvas. And sometimes the words are very hard to read. For example, he wants to know if certain things are muksa. So he'll speak about, let's say, this thing called a kuf aleph resh. And it's hard to know what he's talking about. And what he's talking about is a car. Rav Moshe did not like to use modern Hebrew in his truths. Mechonit is a modern Hebrew word. Oto is a modern Hebrew word. So when it came to like modern Hebrew, he basically used the English with Hebrew characters. Says the Nod of Yehuda. He thinks, you know what Pshat and Bechal Lashon is? Bechal Lashon means the characters that you have to write, the only halachically recognized characters is Ksav Ashuris. But if you're writing Ksav Ashuris, but conveying ideas in what? In English, French, Russian, etc. So if I write Mem, Aleph, Shin, Yud, Nun, Samech, what did I just write? Machines. If you write machines like that, so it's the idea is in Kol Lashon, but the Ksav continues to be Ksav Ashuris, that's what he thinks the Kol Lashon means. What? No, he's saying because the characters, no, the characters have to be Lashon Ksav Ashuris, but the messages.
Yeah.
It's not exactly the Or Zarua. The Or Zarua says only Greek and Ashuris.
Right.
He's saying the meanings can be foreign languages. Okay, Rabosa, I have to run to London for a couple of minutes. Yeah, I'm in London now.
No,
I am.
No.